KD tanzt all mit Human Being gehört auf Flux FM. Es ist 15 Uhr und gleich 16 Minuten und die Künstlerin, die aus Schottland stammt, aber mittlerweile in Venice Beach zu Hause ist. Sie steht jetzt bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen nochmal über die neue sechste Platte Wax, die sich um Körper dreht. Sie hat eine Trilogie geplant und zwei Alben sind schon raus zu den drei Themenfeldern, die bespielt werden sollen. Es geht um Soul, Body and Mind. Soul ist schon rausgekommen vor anderthalb Jahren. Jetzt ist mit Wax das Body-Album rausgekommen und die Mind-Platte muss ja jetzt quasi schon fast fertig sein. All das und vieles mehr besprechen wir mit der Künstlerin. Ich sage nochmal Hi and welcome to Flux FM, KT.
Thank you so much. It's such a nice environment. It feels like a real proper rock and roll radio station. I love it.
It's a rock and roll radio station.
Yeah, rock and roll radio.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm just so happy any time I'm in Berlin.
Okay.
I love it. I made my third album here. I don't know if you said that. Mm-hmm. I've worked in Hansa Studios to make Tiger Suit. And so I lived in Berlin for 3 weeks in 2010, I think we made it. And
yeah.
It's minus 10 every day. It was January. And I loved it. I fell in love with this place. So
it was like June and January.
Yeah, it's just beautiful to be back in the city. I have good friends here. And so it's wonderful.
So you're gonna meet a few people after the show tonight?
I actually had a great time yesterday because it's one of my dear friends here in Berlin is Jonas Berger, the mm-hmm. artist who he painted an amazing tiger head around my face for Tiger Suit.
Oh, yeah?
He makes these incredible, huge paintings. So, and he also has a pool. So we went to his house. Yeah, it was awesome. And ate dinner and had a fire. And so it's so nice when you're on tour to just have a moment where you feel like you're at home, you know, in a home environment.
Yeah.
People cooking for you with love. It's really special.
So that's how you choose where to have your day offs? Just like, I have friends there,
sometimes
maybe?
Sometimes I try to, and sometimes it's really important that you just actually do nothing with your day off, because touring can be tough.
Sure.
It's a hardcore way of life. Yeah. So you really need to make sure you chill out too.
Yeah. You've toured a lot with the new songs. You've already been to the States with the new songs.
Yeah.
And you've toured the States as a duo with a drummer only and your loop pedal.
Yep.
How was that?
So rock and roll. So Kat Myers, the drummer, she has been drumming a long time with a band called Mogwai, who are a really heavy Scottish rock band. And she's an amazing rock drummer, but she's also very little ego as a drummer. She's all about the music. And so she's also triggering tons of cool sounds. And so as a two-piece, it's really challenging, but we love it because it has a lot of teeth, you know, the sound.
Yeah.
And as a full band, and I don't get to come to Europe with a full band very often because it's so expensive to tour that way. It's all a female band and it's just so... It's so powerful.
Oh, lovely.
I love it, yeah.
Lovely. I was just thinking about the fact that it might be, if you want to have a drummer with less ego, it might be a good idea to get a female drummer, you know?
Well, I think it's a really interesting position in the band because really, the drummer is really leading.
Sure.
And
he should be, or she should be.
Yes, and the front person, whoever, maybe it's the artist, maybe it's a band, but whoever's at the microphone... You know, if there's a drummer involved, the drummer has to get it right.
Sure.
They have to be leading, otherwise it's a mess. So it's quite a powerful position to be sat at the back, kind of driving the ship, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you have to make sure that the people are dancing. It's all your fucking job.
Yeah.
So it's
and
nice.
And that you're fun to watch, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Think of Keith Moon. It's just watching a drummer who's fluid and physical is like...
Keith Moon was a bit over the top, though.
He was a little over the top sometimes, yes, it's true. But he knew how to entertain with his performance.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
So you've found a great live band for the European leg of the tour as well.
So we were 4 weeks in the UK, all over the UK, and just so cool. So, so, so cool. Amazing chemistry. And
cool.
Yeah, so much energy.
Now we're talking about the energy of a live show, and musicians always talk about the fact that it's so hard to reproduce the energy of a live show when you're in the studio, but you've kind of found a way with Nick McCarthy this time, right?
Yeah, it felt like it was maybe the first time I managed, it's like capturing the lightning in a bottle, you know? It's really tough. It's one of the reasons I've always loved Jack White, because I think he's
capable,
a
of doing
genius
it.
Yes. At making... Even if you listen to his music very quietly, it feels, you can feel the energy, you know? And it's really difficult to capture that because it's not just the performance, it's how you engineer the sound, it's how sure. you make the sound how it sound. And there's a real problem, I think, in the studio where people want to make things sound perfect.
Yeah.
And that's not how a live show sounds. And it was really hard for me because people would come to the show and say, oh, I love your records, but I love your show.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, how do I get that sound? And with Nick, it was really by recreating a live show. So we played live, me singing and playing guitar, Nick playing bass.
And you didn't even sing with headphones,
Denny,
right?
Denny playing drums. I was in the control room.
Yeah.
A little bit coming through the speakers, but lovely. Just hearing through the door.
Yeah.
I couldn't even really hear, but I heard enough to feel.
Yes.
And we got these great results of just getting the energy.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, and that's a body aspect of the album.
Yeah.
That's about bodies as
exactly.
well, right?
Exactly. And just the electric guitar for me is the most physical instrument. Mm-hmm. There's so much power.
Yes.
With one note.
Yeah.
If you have a distortion pedal, an overdrive pedal, an amp to number 11.
Yeah, and as soon as you turn around to the amp that's on 11, there's going to be this feedback happening.
It's like the kind of spectrum of an electric guitar, you can also have reverb and tremolo and make these beautiful ambient sounds as well.
You can have deep drones,
like
the deepest frequencies of them all.
Yeah, but I find when I really... I was interested in writing riffs as a fan of Jack White, you know, and like human being. Like the riff is a, you know, real, you want it punching you in the face and actually making you feel an emotion just from the melody and the sound, you know.
Yeah.
So that's partly what this record was about too, was finding really cool solos, really cool instrumental sections that actually convey the same as lyrics.
Yeah. And that's another interesting aspect of your work that we're going to talk about right after this song, which is called The River, because I have to talk about a film music with you. And there's another field that works with, you know, riffs that are telling a story or something, or musical themes that are telling a story. Katie Tunstall ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen auch gleich noch ein bisschen über Filmmusiken, denn in Venice Beach schreibt die junge Dame natürlich auch an Musiken für Film und Fernsehen und TV-Series. Darüber werden wir gleich noch ein bisschen reden. Zwischendurch aber nochmal ein Song von der neuen Platte Wax, Katie Tunstall auf Flux FM mit The River. Und wir sind live auf Insta von Katie Tunstall. Katie Tunstalls Insta-Channel wird bespielt gerade. Schönen guten Tag. Katie Tunstall mit The River auf Flux FM von der Platte Wax, die ja Platte 2 ist, innerhalb einer Trilogie, die geschrieben werden soll zu den Themen Seele, Körper und Geist. Körper ist jetzt quasi Thema der neuen Platte. Die Seele wurde auf der letzten LP besungen und die Mind-Platte, die sich mit dem Geist beschäftigt, die muss also noch rauskommen. I do love the title Wax for an album that speaks about bodies and it's made by a female musician, because there's a lot of associations that you can have with it.
It was cool, actually. We were playing in, where were we? Maybe in Luxembourg. Or where were we before Luxembourg? We were in, not Amsterdam, the one in the middle. Where were we? Belgium. Leuven. We were in Leuven.
Yeah.
And I was playing a song called Feel It All, which is from my fourth record, very emotional song. And there was, I hadn't noticed, but there was candles all along the bar. And I thought, how cool. I'm here with this album called Wax.
Okay.
And the lights had gone down. And candlelight was definitely part of the idea with Wax. It's just this, you can't recreate that light. It's almost like a living light.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, it was really nice having the candles and then the hive of people like bees all together watching the show. And
I was more about thinking about the optimized female body and the waxed.
Yeah, well, also
the Brazilian wax kind of thing.
It's definitely not about your bikini line, but why not? It's part of your body.
True.
But it was, a friend of mine wrote a book about a wax sculptor in the 18th century in Italy. And he was saying that at that time it was illegal to make full-size sculptures of people because they were so lifelike. It was said to be sacrilegious that you were playing God, that making people, and you shouldn't do that.
Yes.
Because they look so real. So
that's
it's this,
interesting.
This texture
of
something natural that's so almost creepy.
Yeah. And then there's another philosophical approach in that mm-hmm. way of interpreting.
And then it comes out of your ears. It's so weird.
Yeah. We're all made out of wax. Another thing that I've just found out today. Crazy. I really love the way that you've worked on this record. Now, this is the body record. We've established that the last album was about your soul. Yeah. And it was about loss. It was about hard feelings as well. And
it about the soul's ability to take difficult situations and actually become better because of the difficulty and the overcoming, the soaring of the soul.
Yes.
And actually that you need the difficult stuff to grow.
Yeah. So but I'm, and this new sound, the wax sound is like a bodily kind of sound.
Yes.
You know, you've used the electric guitar. There's a lot of like,
yes.
There's a lot of like, I don't know. There's a lot of power in there, a lot of energy. And now I'm already looking forward to the next album. What's the Mind album going to sound like?
It will be really different.
Is it going to be spheric? Is it going to be like math rock?
Yes.
Complicated riffs?
I imagine there will be patterns.
Cool.
I think I'll be using sequencers.
Lovely.
Like, you know, repeating patterns.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of bass lines that are melodic. So there's one song which is, it goes... and it's like really, and no one's heard that before. That's
exclusive,
the first
sneak
time.
Peek.
Exclusive. It's like, it's, and the thing that I find most amazing about the brain is that your brain makes the connections. Your brain decides what is real, what is not real, what is true, what you believe.
Yeah.
And then as you grow, it's almost like your brain becomes the Grand Canyon, you know, these channels of belief
and
agreement and disagreement. And then you can use your brain to physically reroute them.
Yeah.
You use the same brain.
Yeah, that's true.
To change it. And it's just, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic. And how did the idea of making a trilogy help with the writing and with the organizing of the whole thing? Because, I mean... I can imagine that it kind of helps to have that corset, to have that
hugely.
Little...
It was kind of an experiment in some ways, because I know that my creative brain responds very well to pressure.
Yeah. There's diamonds are made under pressure.
Timelines. And if I don't have a date to finish, I will just won't do it.
Yeah.
I'll just be lazy. But if I know I have this date to finish by... It's almost like I'm not controlling it. The creative brain goes, oh, we have work to do because we have to get ready for this.
And you don't overthink things maybe as well, right?
No,
if you have 5 days, you use the riff that you've just invented because there's no time to do another one.
You can be very impulsive, I think. And I really love what's happening with TV at the moment, where you have these amazing TV series.
Sure.
Where instead of trying to get a story into 2.5-hour film, you have... series and hours of getting to know characters and much deeper examination of things and storytelling. And I feel like that's really cool with these three albums as a whole.
Yeah, cool.
It's a much bigger piece of work. And it's also a big kind of F you to people saying, oh, no one wants
albums. The LP is done.
No one wants albums anymore.
No,
it's not true.
No, it's not true.
Some kids want to just download one song, but I want to make bigger picture work.
And that's maybe an inspiration that came from moving to Venice Beach and working with directors, because you're working on film scores and TV scores as well, right?
Oh, it's been really inspirational. I worked on the Sundance Film Institute's Composers Lab and learned so... like the steepest learning curve of being an adult. It was like, whoa... It's a completely different world.
Yeah.
And just that learning about telling subtextual stories
with
where
the sounds.
You're not actually hearing the music of what you're seeing.
Yes.
You're hearing the music of what people are thinking.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Wow.
And telling, being able to tell a secondary story.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need to support what is there.
Yeah, yeah,
but
sure.
Sometimes it's really...
And that's special because so many musicians don't like working with directors because they say, oh, we need something else. We need... And that might be hard.
Yeah, you're working for someone else.
Yeah.
You're not the main event. And directors can be crazy.
Yeah.
And I've done short films where... I did a short film where the director said, I love it. Can you change this and change this? And I changed things. And then 2 weeks later, he said, I'm not going to have any music.
Wow.
I was like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, so it's definitely hard work,
yeah,
but it's very rewarding to be part of the collaboration.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it opens up, like, it flexes other muscles in the brain.
Yes.
We've talked about the brain.
Well,
we've talked about...
Again, it practices that lyrical musicality,
yeah,
where you're storytelling just with music.
Yeah.
Which I think, as a singer-songwriter, you're always leaning on words.
Yeah.
It's so nice to... really take the music more seriously, yeah, you know.
And we're going to take music super seriously right now because we're going to go live on Instagram as well on our Flux FM channel.
Mm.
Now we're on two Instagram accounts. I hope the whole thing doesn't break down. I just want to say happy retirement to Robert Redford. He just decided to go into retirement. He's just shot his last film, and I remembered him because he was the inventor of the Sundance Film Festival.
Yes, I met him during that. It was so cool. I was so starstruck.
Yes, I mean, I can imagine. I would be starstruck if I met Robert Redford.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
What a dude.
So happy retirement, Robert Redford.
Happy retirement, Robert Redford.
And we're looking forward.
Thank you for everything.
Yes, thank you, Robert. He's a frequent listener to this show.
Oh.
So thank you, Robert. And now we're going to listen to a song called Little Red Thread. And we're gonna sing it for Robert Redford, maybe.
Yeah, let's sing this
because
for Robert
Redford.
Because
there's this little red thread that's connecting you and Robert Redford.
It's about connection, and he is a great manifester of connection through movies and storytelling. So, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is for Robert Redford.
And we're going to give away tickets after the performance.
Yeah.
Away from each other, but I'll let you be connected to me by a red thread tying us to one another, to one another, to one another. Oh, oh. You are a friend, but even enemies have a connection to the tapestry that's hanging. Take upon it when we find out that it's all, find out that it's all just a made of a little red thread. Find out the we're all, find out the we're all just a made of a little red thread. Is there a way to be away from you without a naked limb, my soul making everything harder? Just a little red.
Katie Tunstall with Little Red Friend live. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Staying in the mouth goes. Thank you for that. There was these little Susie Quattro moments in the song, and I realized that you have planned something with her.
Yes,
is that true?
We were emailing this morning because Susie.
You mailing with Susie
fucking
Quattro? What?
So we met years ago doing an Elvis tribute concert because Elvis was a huge inspiration to her, and I'm obviously a fan. And she said to me, I was so pleased to meet her. She was the first ever female rock and roll musician ever.
Yeah.
And she didn't think about it. She was just like, I just want to play. I play drums.
I have my leather jacket on and I write a few songs.
She played drums in her dad's jazz band, and then she learned bass and did her thing. And she said to me, she says, Katie, there's not a lot of people doing what I did, and I'm passing the baton to you because you're doing it. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. That's amazing. And we kind of said we should do something together.
Yeah.
So last year or the year before, we got together finally and started writing some songs, and they're really good. So in April, we're going to do some more writing. We're going to put together an EP and release something together.
Yes.
So she's amazing.
I don't even know what I'm looking forward to now. Is it the Mind album?
Is it the Mind? Is it
the Susie Quattro EP? Oh, too
just
much information.
Confusion.
Too much information. But I think we've established the fact that you're working with Susie Quattro. That's amazing.
It's really amazing. I feel enormously honored.
Because when I read it, I was like, no, that's a joke.
And she's just the energy of her, she's got this new record out at the moment. It's doing really well. She's playing arenas. She's just working.
Cool.
You know, it's really inspiring.
So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, for
thank
the Susie
you.
Quattro thing, for the LP that you're planning.
Come
that you've
down
already,
tonight. It is going to rock tonight.
And I'm going to give away some tickets for the people out there. 030 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000 9000. Wer jetzt anruft, der kann uns erreichen und auf der Gästeliste landen für Katie Tunstall heute Abend im großartigen Lido. Katie, it was a great pleasure to be talking to you.
You too. Thank you so
much.
We'll
meet again pretty soon.
We will.
And best of luck for everything. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.